Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever. Health for Health Guru Beverly Nadler, her phenomenal daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana, and their friends and family. And we all want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family and loyal listeners worldwide. Thank you for being a part of our show, those of you who listen each and every day. Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one radio show. You might be wondering why this is so. Memorable quotes, life lessons, and so much more. The Coach's Corner will make you soar. All outstanding guests that we love to feature. You will find the show to be the best teacher. Great authors like Ted Siuba and Bernie Siegel, awesome leaders that soar like an eagle, Beverly Nadler with Here's to Your Health, home business opportunities to increase your wealth, Kurt's impersonation and improvisation add to the show's transformation, broadcasting live across America and around the globe with timely topics and issues to probe. The chat room is always fun. We see your comments and appreciate each one. Want to change your life? Change your approach. And hire me, Joyce Barry, to be your success coach. Thank you again, folks, for listening. We so value people like you all around the world that never miss a show, that are in our chat room. You're here for us, and we are here for you, for sure. Folks, I'm very excited about today's show, Heal Yourself, with our health guru, Beverly Nadler. Even when we work with other people and use special products to facilitate our healing, all healing is really self-healing. There are so many easy and beneficial things we can do to maintain good health or recover from a health challenge if we have a desire and determination. Do join us today as our health guru, Beverly Nadler, shares simple, effective ways to keep your body and mind in a self-healing mode. And one of the things I do to have that happen is to keep Beverly Nadler around as my friend, as my favorite poet, as our health guru, and so much more. The list just goes on and on about this extraordinary woman with amazing information to empower you and inspire you to be a healthy person. Welcome to the show, my dear, dear friend, Beverly Nadler.
Oh, thanks, Joyce. This is one of the things that keeps me in good health, the ability to share the things that are meaningful to me and know that we are reaching people worldwide and giving them things that can help them and that they can do. As I said, this show is about doing it with ease. So it's wonderful that you are my dear, dear friend, that I am on this show each week, and that the audience is so blessed that you're on every day with some wonderful guests who can help to enhance their life.
Well, just keeping you around, I know I'm in good hands with Beverly Nadler, and so are all you folks out there as well. Okay, I can't wait to hear what you're going to say, because I have my pad ready, my pen ready, and when you're on, I always take pages of notes. I always learn from you.
Thank you. I can't wait to hear what I have to say either. This is a huge subject, and as I started putting down, you know, on paper and in my mind and in various scraps around the room, thinking, oh, this works, and this, and this, and this, and I thought, wow, that's why we turned this into a two-part show, folks. So today is part one, next week is part two, and they're all things you can do to enhance your health. Okay, so let's begin with a definition of health. And this is one that was given by the World Health Organization in 1958. It said that health is a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, not merely the absence of disease. I think that's an excellent definition. It still stands.
I agree, and it's very, very powerful, very powerful.
And we are, keep in mind, social beings. So we do interact with other people in our lives, and it has a lot of important meaning for us. But I would add two other things with our current knowledge and understanding, and that is, even though we say mental, I would add emotional to that, because we think of mental more in the realm of thought, and emotional has to do more with our feelings, and also spiritual. We now have, I believe, more and more people are accepting the fact that we are really spiritual beings, having a human experience, and as spiritual beings, we need to take care of that all-important part of us, our spirit, and that responds to things very often that are different than just what our body needs. And they're all combined. They all interact. They cannot be separated, so that when you affect the body, you're also affecting the mind, and vice versa. In fact, everything affects everything, because everything is energy and everything is connected in this universe, and we live in an energy universe, and we are energy beings. Why that's important is to keep that in mind, because you want to understand, as I discuss different things in the show, you want to have that reference that we're talking about energy, everything being energy, the physical part of us, the mental part, the emotional, it's all energy, and that energy vibrates and energy attracts to itself that which is in harmony. And we're actually talking about healing and health. It has to do with our being in harmony with that which enhances our health, and being out of harmony with that which does not, so that we don't attract it to us. You know, it's a fascinating thing that our body literally rebuilds itself almost totally in less than 365 days. In other words, in less than a year, 98% of every cell in our body has been replaced. The old cells die, and they're replaced by new cells. And so, in a sense, every day is an opportunity to begin to build a new body. Our brain rebuilds itself in a year. Our blood rebuilds itself in 4 months. Our bones rebuild. We have a whole new skeleton in 3 months. The lining of our stomach actually rebuilds itself in just 5 days. Our liver rebuilds itself in 6 weeks. The skin in just 1 month. And our entire DNA renews itself every 2 months.
Wow. I had no idea that the renewal comes that often, because there's just so much out there in sickness and crises and all of that, yet the body is rebuilding itself. And I guess a lot of the unfortunate illnesses that come our way are the people like myself included that just really don't know all the proper things to do and exercise, nutrition, and all the other things. So what an extraordinary opportunity for all of us today to learn from our health guru, Beverly Nadler.
Well, thank you. You kind of hit the nail on the head, Joyce. I was going to say, why do we stay sick? If everything is rebuilt, why don't we have this healthy new body? And the reason
I was
is
thinking, yes. Do tell.
Okay. Because each cell replicates itself according to the cell that is now literally being destroyed, the cell that is being destroyed. We have what's called metabolism, which means the building up of cells and the tearing down. So the tearing down of cells, the new one replicates itself according to the old one, which means that unless we change how we treat our body, what we feed our body, how we enhance our body, how we think differently, because that affects our body, the cells will reproduce themselves exactly the same. So the new ones are just reproductions of the old ones. And so there's no way to be healthier unless we do what we need to do in order to change the way those cells reproduce themselves. And that's what this program and next week program is about. In fact, literally speaking, any of the programs we've done on health, which is mostly all of them, I mean, when I say we, you and I together on a Thursday generally, are about that. But putting it together in that context and realizing I being every one of us, am either in vibrational harmony with the things that enhance my health and therefore allow new healthy cells to replace the old cells which were not so healthy. Unless I do that, I'm not going to change what's going on in my body or my brain. The brain is actually part of your body. I'm not going to change that. And so when I use the term vibrational harmony, that's when I said, think everything is energy. Last night, in fact, I watched Genius, which is on National Geographic, and it's about Einstein. And it's a wonderful show. It's directed by Ron Howard, and there's some really good famous stars in it. And his formula, E equals MC squared, it totally transformed everything about science when it was finally accepted. At first, they thought he was nuts. But what he was saying is that matter is really energy. It's all energy. It's simply a different vibrational frequency of energy. And so the lower frequencies are visible. We call it matter, things we can see, you know, our body, things in our home, the trees outside, all of these things. That's matter. But energy is what everything is composed of. You take a high-powered
mic. I have to interrupt you because great minds think alike. I watched the Einstein show, and I made a note. I said, there's two people I have to call today to let them know they have to see it, and it was you and Peter. So for you to bring that up today, I literally got chills because we think so much alike. I was so fascinated by it. I said, I have to let Peter know and Beverly know.
Well, that's very interesting because I was going to tell you at the end of the show. I didn't even know that I was bringing it up. I couldn't help it. I was going to say, Joyce, if you didn't see this show, you have to watch it. So, yes, it's a wonderful show. I mean, it's so well done. But the thing that just struck me is we being the human race, who actually wants to evolve physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, needs to understand everything is energy. And when we put ourselves into a space, or we want to be in a healing space, we must have the energy that vibrates in harmony with the body and the mind and healing. So I just couldn't resist. You know, it wasn't part of the plan, but I couldn't resist saying it. So thank you for that. Nice to know.
I just want to say, folks, you should catch it if you're as fascinated about life. I mean, this is the one that the world refers to when they want to make a point. I'm no Einstein. His name comes up with everything connected to genius. And just one other thing about the National Geographic, I already programmed it that they have a whole series, Genius, on other people that are geniuses. So I already programmed it as favorites. When any of the others come on, I will have that as well. So really, really extraordinary that you spoke about it today. It was a great reference.
Thank you. Yes, we have it programmed also. It comes on, well, here in New York, it comes on. I'm in Connecticut, the same shows, on Tuesday evening on National Geographic Channel. Well, what today is about is actually to give you an overview today and next week of the many, many ways that you can help your body to create healthier cells. And again, I repeat, keep in mind, everything that exists, whether visible or invisible, is a form of vibrating energy. And as you realize that, you can begin to ask yourself, as you're putting something into your mouth or something on your skin or you're thinking certain thoughts, you can say, is this energy, is it in harmony with health or not? As you have certain thoughts, as you have certain people in your life, some of which, let's face it, you can't avoid certain people who are not vibrating in harmony with your health. So what you need to do, because these are people that are in your life and that's not going away, is to be able to develop a different attitude, an adaptation to when they're around or when they speak, that you, because the only thing you truly have control over is the way that you think and what you do as a result of that. Viktor Frankl said that in the concentration camp during the Holocaust, and he created a whole type of therapy based on the fact that we do have the control over the way we think. So when things are not supportive of health, in other words, when negative things are happening, which you know, life has its ups and downs, that's just a fact of life, how do we continue to maintain and to keep ourselves healthy? Part of it has to do with the mind, which we'll probably get more into next week, because I'm going to talk about some basics right now. And these are basics that you're all familiar with. You may or may not be doing the best that you can do with them. You may not have been motivated to that. Hopefully today you will be. The basics, of course, are air, water, and food. We have to have those in order to live at all. And so air, you know, a lot of our air now, unfortunately, is contaminated. And yet, in spite of that, if we fortify ourselves, and that is when we get into food and water, air with breathing becomes extremely important, the way that we breathe. And most people do not breathe so that they get a full amount of air and oxygen into their cells. And oxygen is necessary because the blood carries your oxygen to every single part of your body. Without enough oxygen, the food that you're eating and the things that are circulating in your body don't get to where they go, belong, where they should be. So you need that. And I want to refer you to a previous show. We've done shows, at least one totally on breathing, which will give you some excellent breathing exercises and a lot more information, obviously, than I'm going to give you now, because it's an entire show on breathing. But I do want to tell you this. You breathe, most of us chest breathe. Breathing has to be diaphragmatic and abdominal, which means that if you put your hands on your abdomen as you breathe in, as you inhale, you want to feel the air as it expands so that your abdomen comes out. And as you breathe out, you want to get free that. It contracts and you bring that abdomen back to its normal state, or perhaps a little less than normal, where it contracts fully. And this is the way infants breathe. It is a natural way that animals breathe, but it's not the way most humans breathe. We also have a tendency, when something is disturbing to us, to hold our breath. That's not a good thing to do. I mean, there are certain breathing exercises in which you will breathe. I'll give you one now that's very simple. Four breaths in, hold for two, exhale for six. That's a rhythmic breathing, and it actually will bring your body back into a state that's known as homeostasis or balance. When something distresses you and or you're
Beverly,
concerned,
just wait,
or you
excuse
know that you
me,
stop
I'm I think you said four in, hold for two, release on how many? Oh, release on six. Okay. Just want to get it straight.
And when you do that, you can actually feel your body become calming down. You want, because we're going to go through traumas of some sort our whole life. I mean, you get a bill in the mail and you don't like it, you're going to feel traumatized. Somebody that you love is sick or in an accident. We're going to go through that. But if we can remember, breathe, and begin to take these rhythmic breaths, it's not in that perfect rhythm, it's okay. But you want rhythmic breaths to allow yourself to get back to a state of homeostasis, and to keep in mind that air is the number one thing. We cannot live without it. So that, and again, I refer you to the show. You go into the archives. There's a menu. Just put in on this page, the Joyce Barry and Prince page, and in the menu, just put in Beverly Breathing. And any shows that we've done for that will come up, because it's included in some of our shows, but one where we did just breathing.
Agreed. You want to check out the other shows as well. And as I said, folks, when Beverly is our guest, I have pen and paper in hand. I take notes. I learn from each and every show. And one thing that one person that I know does as well, because she makes a point to get up 3 hours earlier to hear Beverly, is our mutual friend Janice. Welcome, Janice.
Good morning. I always have my pen and paper, and I got my 4-2-6 count. Yep. Practicing the breath. So
Thank you. Always
love to hear what you have to say. Thank you. And thank you, Joyce, for being the hostess with the most, is the best show on the internet or anywhere in the world.
I just have to say about you that you are such a health person. As well. You're into healthy products, a healthy lifestyle. So for you to listen to every Beverly show and learn from it, that says a lot about you and a lot about Beverly.
Absolutely. It says that you never know enough. And I say never in the word, I hate to use that word, but that word in this instance is saying I could always learn more. I could always learn more. Maybe there's something I'm missing and I haven't investigated yet. And if that's the case, of course, Beverly has.
I just have to say one thing about that. And that is that I've given seminars for decades in New York, and I always said the smartest people are the ones that know there's more to learn. The ones that will not get into a seminar, heard it all, done it all, know it all. So that's why I say it's a tribute to how bright you are to know that there's always that one more thing to learn, and you're here to hear it and learn it. So thank you.
Thank you.
And
I appreciate it.
You know, also in a show like this, many of the things that I'll be saying this week and next week will be reminders of things we used to do or read about or thought about, and in the busyness of our life, we said, oh, yeah, that was really good and important. I want to do that again. So there'll actually be new things, and there'll be a lot of reminders. And those reminders, for me, even when I'm preparing a show, it reminds me, that's something else I want to remind myself that I want to do. So now we come to the next most important thing, and that is water. And you'd be surprised at how many people are really dehydrated and their physical problems are related specifically to the fact that they do not drink enough water. Now, water is not the same thing as coffee. It's certainly not the same thing as soda or tea or any other drinks. Water is water, but we want it to be as pure as possible, and most tap water, unfortunately, is not. So there are filters, there are ionizers, there are alkalizers, there are different things that we can use to get pure water. We don't want to drink distilled water unless we are using it for a specific medical reason, but it's not something to drink, right? Because water actually contains minerals that are very important for us, but unfortunately our water systems have chosen to add certain things to it that are not healthy. So this is why we get bottled water or we use filters. If you're drinking bottled water, please recycle the bottles. It's just tragic how we are ruining our environment with plastic. So you have to be recycled. It's really important. But how much water do we really need? You know, different people say different things, but the one that seems to be the most prevalent is about the equivalent in ounces of water of half of our weight in pounds. So what does that mean? It means that if one is 150 pounds, we're talking about 75 ounces of water a day. I don't think most people who weigh 150 pounds drink that.
I just got to say, first of all, you referenced being dehydrated. The thing about it is unless your throat is dry, you don't even have a sense that you are, in fact, dehydrated. And I was stunned that every health advisor, every doctor has told me you're not drinking enough water. You're not, and to me, every time I'm thirsty, I'm drinking, but I'm just sipping water, and they're saying you got to really drink so much more than that. So, folks, you don't know how important it is to drink water. There isn't a healer I've worked with, a doctor I've worked with that hasn't said you have to drink more water. And the thing is, you don't even realize it because you're taking that sip when you're thirsty, but it has to be a lot more than that.
There is a skin test, actually. When you put your two fingers together, I mean, two of your thumb and next finger, on the outside of your hand, see how long it takes for the skin to snap back. If it snaps back immediately, you're not dehydrated. But for most people, that doesn't happen. It just hangs there and very slowly comes back. Dehydration is, as you said, and I'm delighted that you had the experience. I mean, I'm not delighted that you're dehydrated, but that you had the experience of verifying what I'm saying, that water is that important. And as I said, since most tap water is contaminated, you're going to want to have a filter or something, or bottled water, or be sure that you recycle the bottles. So we move on to the next most important thing, which is food. And there's certain things we need to do about food because our food now contains a lot of things that we should not have in our body. And years ago, we didn't. You know, we're living a lot longer. We have to admit that. In spite of all of the issues, we're living a lot longer. But so many people are living with pain, they're living with illness, they're in wheelchairs, their brain is not functioning properly. This is not the way we want to live. We want to have a long, healthy, fulfilling life, and we can't have that if we don't take care of ourselves, if we don't provide the energy that our body and brain and mind and we need in order to be healthy. So you recognize that, as we said, everything is energy. The energy of the actual cells and the tissues, the matter, you know, the physical part of your body, is biochemical in nature. And with the way that we provide the right biochemistry for our body is by feeding it food that is actually healthy, wholesome, natural, organic whenever possible, food that does not have preservatives and chemicals and pesticides and genetically modified organisms, which is known as GMO, that doesn't have hormones, that doesn't have antibiotics, because these will all become toxins in our body. And since so much of our food is also devoid of nutrients, it becomes extremely important. And the reason you say, why is that? Because poor farming methods for centuries, literally centuries, no, not centuries, decades, yeah, and generations, is very, very poor. And it has taken a lot of the nutrients out of the soil. And that's why we need supplements, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, herbs. There's many different types of supplements, and we have done shows on food, nutrition, supplements. Again, go to the menu and put it in Beverly and these subjects into the menu, and all of the shows will come up, and you'll get a real sense of what do I need to put into my body. Because remember, your body rebuilds itself, but it rebuilds itself with the same kind of cells, the same sick cells that are now being destroyed and duplicating the same kind of cell, unless you change the biochemistry of your body. So food is very important, and so at this point in our lives, we do need supplements.
And the thing about that, people may not know what supplements are best. Do you have that kind of information on your website? You have so much on your website. Can people contact you for this kind of information?
I have two wonderful, and they are, they're wonderful books, e-books, that they can go to vibrationalharmony.biz, B-I-Z, and they can download the two books. One of them is about reducing stress, how to take care of mastering stress. The other is called Laws of the Body, and there's a huge section on nutrition, which includes a section on supplements.
I had a feeling you'd have it up there. That would be vibrationalharmony.biz. And Beverly's official website is beverlynadler.com. That's the official website. You really do want to check that out, folks. And you want to listen to the show every day. We have such extraordinary guests. Beverly always delivers with her shows each and every Thursday. Here's to your health Thursday. Tomorrow we have the renowned world psychic Peter Marks on a show that will be answering your questions and addressing your concerns tomorrow's show. And we do have the exclusive for radio with Peter Marks. But so we're telling you to listen every Thursday. Here's to your health. And Peter Marks, you don't want to miss any of his shows. He's on each and every month. And more than that, you should be listening every day, says our health guru. Here she is in her words. Why?
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner. Great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. for Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce Barry and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com, and you will see my picture on the upper left of the homepage. Right under that, if you click on follow, just for doing that simplistic thing, you will hear about every show, every guest, every topic. Folks, you don't want to miss any of them. Joyce Barry and friends.com. We really appreciate the thousands of loyal listeners and followers who really want to keep up with what's happening every day. Okay, back to you, health guru extraordinaire.
Joyce, you're so right. You're keeping up with this show. It can mean so much, and it's so simple. And remember, this show is self-healing. So these are all things you can do. You don't need anyone to do any of these things. Though I referred you to our many shows on food and nutrition and supplements, and also to the two e-books. And they're true e-books. They're not just a few pages that you can download. I do want to mention a few things about nutrition right off the bat. One is cut down on sugar. I don't know how much you're eating, but it's probably too much. It's in most packaged foods, and most people, not everyone, I've actually met people that don't have a sweet tooth, but most people have a very strong sweet tooth. There are things that you can do. There are substitutes. I'm not talking about aspartame, which is a dangerous chemical. I'm talking about things like stevia, something called monk fruit, that you can use to sweeten. You do not need sugar. It is now considered to be as addictive as cocaine. And
The only difference is you don't go to jail for it.
Correct, yes. And unfortunately, you know, we used to have a few pounds of sugar a year. I mean, each person. Now it's like close to 100 pounds a year. And some people weigh more than that. The fact is, it's considered to be even worse than tobacco. And interestingly enough, most cigarettes have tobacco in them. Have sugar in them. Most salts, regular commercial salt, has sugar in them. Sugar is in almost everything. And the soda is it's one of the worst things that you can do to your body. So begin to cut down. I know how difficult it is to break habits, especially when something is addictive. I know that. So I'm telling you, put it as one of the things, if this is an issue for you, as one of your future goals that you want to do this, and begin to read information. Because I'll tell you, when you get enough information on how bad sugar is, and the latest book that I've seen that's come out on this is The Case Against Sugar by Gary Taubes. This is the latest one. It's become a bestseller. And he talks about the whole history of sugar and how bad it is and why you don't want it, et cetera, and what it does to your body. There are other books on that. Also, Sugar Blues, which we mentioned, I don't remember what show, but we did mention that particular book. Was one of the first.
It's a very old book. I have it from decades gone by, but it's a very powerful book.
But it takes a long time for people to process information, especially if it's habits that they've been, you know, doing for many, many, many years. One of the worst habits that we have in this country, I don't know about other countries, but in this country, is when a child is crying or, you know, wants something, we give him a piece of candy, or we buy him an ice cream, or give him a lollipop. And any place you go, these are available. Give it to your kids. What a terrible way to start. You wouldn't give cocaine, you know, but we're doing that with our kids now, just giving them a sweet. And so, of course, everybody has a sweet tooth and wants it. It's a very distressful.
And Beverly, I'm not a mother, and I remember how many times I'd be with friends with their kids. And, you know, you can't say anything to a mom about their kid, as I'm sure you know, since you have three. But when I would say to them, just logically, every time you reward them with that ice cream cone and with the candy, you're reinforcing it's a good thing. And being an adult, and I know how addicted to sugar I am, I just want to suggest, I'm not saying cut it out, but you attach it to the reward. You attach it to you did something good. And that is not a good thing. And the moms would get really, really mad at me, like, you're not a mother, you don't know. And I turned out to be right in so many cases where these people have very, very heavy kids.
Heavy and also ADHD. Children that have this particular disorder. And it's been found to be caused by the sugar, and also by the chemicals in the food. The Dr. Feingold some years ago took this out of children's diets, the sugar and also all of the chemicals, and the children behaved normally. They didn't have, they weren't hyperactive, you know, having all of these problems that sugar and the chemicals cause. I do want to say also, if you're a white bread addict, the flour in the white bread turns to sugar in your body and has the same effect. So,
I know, I found that out, because everything I love is very sugar concentrated. Pasta, bread, rolls, everything in that category are the things that I really am addicted to.
Yeah, so we do the best we can. As I said at the, I don't know if I said it at the beginning, but I'll say it now. You're not going to change everything, but you need to figure out the things that you can change. The next very important thing, and these are basics. Today, the basics. Next week, we'll be talking about a lot of the other simple things we may not even realize the profound effect that these things have upon us, music, art, creativity, having pets, our relationships, nature, all of these things. Talk about that next week. Now, it's the and they all affect you, and they all have positive influence. And, of course, talk about the mind next week and our attitudes and thoughts. But now this show has been about the basics, and we're going to talk about another basic, which is exercise. Some people love exercise. People are athletes. I watch the show Dancing with the Stars almost every season. They've got athletes on. They're gymnasts. I mean, aside from the dancers, obviously, but they've got gymnasts, they have football players, they have basketball players, they have skaters. There's always athletes. So there are many people with exercise is not an issue. But for most people, it is. It just a couch potato is where they'd rather be. And the gyms, people line up, you know, they'll go to the gyms at the beginning of the year. You know, I'm going to go, this is my new affirmation, my new goal, and so lost very, very quickly. Or just before the summer, oh, the gyms are crowded because I got to look beautiful in my bathing suit. Or people will start exercising before huge events like a wedding. But the fact is, our body and brain needs exercise. The brain needs it badly. I mean that. You've got to exercise if you want a healthy brain. So I said everything is connected. So what do you do if you don't like exercise? Well, how about walking? Can you manage walking? And I'm asking that question rhetorically. How about walking in a park? Take your car, drive to a park, walk to a park, or walk on the sand on a beach. These are wonderful forms of exercise that anyone can do, unless obviously you're you know, disabled, in which case we have the disabled have learned how to do different types of exercise so that they get exercise. They have the Olympics for disabled people that are doing things in their wheelchairs, or they're doing things with artificial legs. Most people don't have that. The ones that do that have this disabilities, I want to say that you are amazing, amazing people. and the things that you have learned to do, some of these people, it is incredible. But everyone needs to exercise their body, do some kind of movement. You know, it's been said, if you're a couch potato or you're sitting in front of a computer all day long, that 90 minutes, the ones that I read most frequently, is 90 minutes of sitting to 20 minutes, just get up, move a little, and maybe then just rest. Rest is another thing that we'll talk about shortly. But stop just sitting and being busy.
Beverly, I have a question that I've heard it before and I don't understand it, so maybe you can explain it. When I think of exercise, I think of the body. Everyone thinks of the body. You're in the gym, you think of the body and all that you're doing. How does exercise affect the mind? That's what I can't make that correlation. I know we're all connected, the body and the mind and all of that, but specifically, how is that so important to the having a healthy mind?
A healthy brain. Mind is something else. Brain is part of your physical structure. It's all connected. When we make certain movements with our body, we are actually causing certain things to happen in our brain. There's a correlation. Nothing happens in our body without our brain being affected, and nothing happens in our without the brain directing it. So they've even had people visualize, and I'm not going to tell you to use visualization instead of actual exercise, but they have had people visualize themselves exercising, and they actually found the neuroimaging machines that people are now able, wonderful equipment where researchers can watch what happens in the brain and actually see certain parts of the brain become more active, become larger. The frontal lobes of the brain actually become more constant, larger. This is the part where you make decisions. When the frontal lobes are not well developed, this is where you get these erratic actions and an inability to be able to control yourself. And this is not only from exercise. Meditation will do the same thing. But exercise is a different thing, and it activates certain parts of the brain in a different way. So the exact thing, I believe in our exercise program, again, we did an exercise program, that information, in other words, the scientific research, which I don't have in front of me right now, is available. I would almost, not quite, but almost swear to the fact that there is the scientific research in that show, because it was devoted totally to exercise. And in some of the shows we've done on the brain, there may be some of that research also. Exactly what the researchers say and how they did it and what kind of, you know, research they did. But the fact is, one activates the other. It is an extremely important thing. And the more, in fact, Alzheimer's patients are always told to exercise. And ways to prevent anything that I read on preventing a dementia, exercise. They don't say you have to do a specific kind of exercise. The best kind is one that you like, because you'll do it. But if you like nothing, they will say walking. Or they actually sell these cycles. They are like, you can sit in front of your television set and you can move your legs on a cycle. And they're not too expensive. I've seen these things advertised. You can look on Google and look for an exercise machine for a couch potato. They'll probably tell you, or you can look for exercycles. They exist. I personally, I go to a gym and I do yoga, and I have a mini trampoline. And a mini trampoline, some people say, well, I'm afraid of that because I might fall. You can buy a bar for it. So you hold on to the bar and you just jump. And it's a wonderful exercise. In fact, I read one doctor, I don't recall in what one of my many books I read it, but it was amazing to me because he said, as far as he's concerned, the best exercise you can ever do for your body and mind is jumping on a trampoline. So I do this, not every day, but most days for at least 15 minutes.
Beverly, believe me, I got such a wealth of information from you. You said things that kind of put together what I've heard from other people, but you did it in a way that makes such total sense and is so fascinating. I could see doing part two. I look forward to part two, which will be on next Thursday, a week from today. And, you know, we have the list of all the things you can do to heal yourself. I'm prejudiced, so I have to say that the number one thing you can do to heal yourself is listen to this show every day. It is very healing. It's very uplifting. It's very positive. And all the lists of things you did, I don't know that there's a list of 1, 2, 3, 4, because clearly they are all extremely important. So I just want to make sure you folks add, listen to Joyce Barry and Friends every day as the number one thing, and then all the rest will fall into place as well if you take steps to really deal with it and go into action and ask yourself this question: if not now, when? Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not now, when? Beverly, I know we're going to be doing a show next week, part two, but what message for today would you like to leave our audience with?
I've given you the basics that you've got to make some, probably got to, I shouldn't say it. I don't know who's listening, but probably you want to make some changes in these four basics, and how the way you breathe, and how much water you drink, how much the way the food that you eat, exercise. I do want to briefly mention something else because it fits in perfectly. You asked the question about the brain, and that is sleep. That's another essential. And one of the things we don't realize about sleep is that it is a time that the brain literally detoxifies itself. It does that while we're sleeping. This is new information. I mean, people were not aware of that, and scientists discover it because they have these wonderful machines. So sleep is very important, and we have done shows on sleep. We'll talk a little bit more about it tomorrow, and I mean next week. I wish it was tomorrow almost. No, that's a wonderful show you have tomorrow with Peter. Peter is an exceptional psychic. He's the real deal. There's a lot of people who promote themselves as psychics. This man is the real deal and a dear friend. But I'd say that we'll talk more about that. But meanwhile, you can look up again in our archives the shows that we've done on sleep. very important. These are your basics, folks, and next week we'll talk about many wonderful things you can do for yourself that will help to enhance your health. So take it seriously. You're responsible. No one else but you can really decide about how you're going to heal, because all healing ultimately is self-healing.
Very true, very true. And folks, I've been a success coach for decades, so I too want to support you in your goals. JoyceBarry.com, B-A-R-R-I-E, my official website. Moments ago, I said, ask yourself when you're going to go into action. If not now, when? And the one thing I don't want to hear back from you is you will get to it someday. And for those of you who actually believe there is a someday, I wrote this one just for you. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? If not right now, when, folks? Check out Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com. Her official website, mine, Joyce Barry, BARRIE.com. And Beverly, no doubt you have a great poem of your own to conclude the show with.
I frankly can't imagine that a poem could be better than the ones that you just delivered. But let me say this. Poetry has a very good effect, even if we don't realize it, on our soul and spirit. And so therefore, I will share this one. But I love you, the two poems, and they are so apt and so applicable, because people do listen to things, say, yeah, I'm going to do that, and, you know, someday never shows up. So this is Believe in Miracles. Believe in miracles, they happen every day. The only thing that stops them is when doubt gets in the way. Miracles are happening in the midst of pleasure and pain. They are in each blade of grass, each drop of falling rain. Maybe you have witnessed a precious dream come true, a dream that was called impossible. Maybe it happened to you. Perhaps you've seen a mother sobbing as she kneeled, who knew a miracle occurred because her child healed. Awaken from your slumber to all the miracles around you. Reflect with a grateful heart on the beauty that surrounds you. Isn't it a miracle that the sun rises every day? Isn't it a miracle to watch joyful children at play? Some of the most awesome miracles are hearing a newborn baby's cry and seeing the perfect formation of birds flying in the sky. You can recognize miracles when you count blessings amid strife, for the Creator, God, has woven miracles in every strand of life. Cherished ones are a miracle, and the friendships that you share, the simple words and gestures when you tell each other, "I care." I believe in miracles. They're in the old and in the new, but the greatest miracle of all is the one inside of you.
Oh, wow, Beverly, that is so perfect. You always compliment me on my poems. Maybe I have 6 to 10 that are very special and near and dear to my heart that I wrote. But I must say that you have hundreds that I love that you wrote. And anyone listening out there that can get her book of poems published, anyone out there that wants to work on her with that, please contact me, CoachJoyce@AOL.com. I'll get the information to her pronto, because one of the things I want from Beverly, and I pretty much get what I want that book published. I want to put it right next to my bed. It's so inspiring. I want last thing at night, first thing in the morning, Beverly's poems. How about that, Beverly?
You astonish me with the things that you say, and thank you for that. It would be wonderful. I would love to have that happen. I really would. Thank you.
Me too. Really, really, truly, me too. Okay, folks, I want to close out the show. One, again, thank you. I love you, Beverly Nadler. I love your shows. Today especially, I got some things that I will take very seriously in my own life right here, right now. And I want to share my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be, it is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. So there you have it, on the heels of Beverly's poem on miracles. To me, every day offers its miracles. Just keep your mind open to receiving them, and your heart and your soul. Believe in them and they will appear. And folks, we thank you for listening today. We invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.